When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Jess Bell, I'm looking at B. Rizzo. I'm looking at Gary Stamm. I'm looking at Road Warrior. I'm looking at Chris Eppolito. I'm looking at Mr. Mike Carr. Dottie, I'm looking at you, all people. You need to all show up, and because we're raising money for, or not raising money, we're collecting toys.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Bring a nice toy. Is it? Does it have to be wrapped, or is it unwrapped?
No, unwrapped.
Unwrapped.
They want to see it.
Unwrapped.
Figure out the age group and all that.
Okay.
So yeah. So if you have some toys that are unwrapped, don't go into your kid's collection and say
that's something I would do.
And say here you go. You don't need this anymore. This.
Dad, where are you going with our hoverboards?
Yeah, this used Paw Patrol vehicle. No. We don't want that. We want new stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
That new is not, unwrapped.
That has not been wrapped. So please come out to Piazza Honda in Springfield. I'm looking at you, Delco.
Delco.
Also at the location where I got the Ridgeline, Piazza Honda Springfield. Great location.
Yeah, we'll be out there at 6 a.m., so you better... If we're getting out there at 6 a.m. dressed in costumes...
For you. Out of our own pockets.
You better come.
You can...
We really need to examine this whole pocket thing.
You can reimburse us.
So I do have to go out and get one. I just want to make sure.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. We do have one.
No, I just like the entitlement of you to think that you just... It's just going to appear for you.
I just like the lack of unpreparedness from the staff as to how am I the last to know what's going on
You're
and what's
the last
not going
to know
on.
Of everything because we don't like you.
Well, that's not. He's not wrong there.
We're back, guys. We're at 6:07. We're back.
Happy holidays, Greg. Yeah.
By the way, if you get your own costume, that means you tried it on, so you have some control over, because you don't want to have somebody give you the costume from like here at Odyssey World Headquarters and then it doesn't fit or flatter. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I'm a little nervous because I'm ordering it from Amazon.
Oh my God.
So I
Cyber Monday could get a good deal today.
I don't know if it's going to fit. So I'm hoping it does. I'm hoping it does, but I could be poured into this Grinch outfit.
Oh, this could be, like, we got a snort.
If anybody wants to come as Cindy Lou Who, that would be great as well.
Yeah, if you want to dress up, that's cool. You don't need to. You don't need to, but.
All right, fair enough. There you go.
Friday, 6 a.m.
That's right.
I'm expecting everybody down there.
And we'll be out there till what, 12?
We'll be out there
11,
till
11.
10? 11.
11.
Here's the thing, is that we need to make sure that we're going to register people to be the fourth box. I forgot to mention that.
That's right.
We're going to do that again. So if you come down there, stop in. We'll have stuff from Wawa. donuts and coffee and all that nonsense. And then you can stop in, drop off a gift, and register to be the fourth box on Kale & Company. Remember, Mike Carr won last time.
He did a good job.
And he did
too.
A great job. Yeah. Actually, Road Warrior was texting me over the weekend. He was like, I don't like. Mike Carr did such a good job. That's a hard
act to follow.
Act to follow.
I agree.
If you can follow it, cool. Maybe Mike Carr will come down and he'll be the next guy. Who knows?
I'd actually like to see Road Warrior be the fourth box, but we'll cover up his face with a shadow to protect his identity.
That's a great idea.
Be like a 60 Minutes interview where
Mystery
they don't
want
to reveal their face.
Speaking of 60 Minutes, I did watch that Polymarket interview with 60 Minutes.
Oh, you guys saw that?
So good. So good.
Yeah. And then a Lyme disease.
5 a.m. this morning. So yeah. It was good. It was good, though. It's good, though. We'll have cuts for the cut sheet today.
All right. All right. We have a lot to get to today. Big take, America under Afghani attack. Also, Trump's recent use of slurs with speech. We'll get to that. Holiday eating and how if you didn't take advantage of this for Thanksgiving, you can take advantage of this for Christmas and New Year's by taking a fart walk. It's a real story. It's a real report. There's science that backs this up.
I like this.
We'll talk about it. It was on CNN. I thought it was fascinating. The most entertaining thing CNN has done in 25 years. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. We have Trump trying to remake American culture by pushing Hollywood.
And we can say the R word now again. Thank God. The R word is back. Because Trump said it. My president said it. And therefore, I'm allowed to say it on the radio, right, Brendan Carr? I can say.
Thought that would be your position.
I can say the R word now since the president of the United States said it and then double down on it.
Yeah, he definitely doubled down on it.
So we're good with that, right? Yep. The R word is back.
No.
Also,
okay. All right. Well, that's
coming up.
Asking your opinion, Stensland. The R word is back.
We're going to get Stensland's take.
The president said it, so the R word is back.
Oh my goodness!
Also today, Cyber Monday. Yes. All of the details on all the great deals. I have them for you. Try to help you out for the holidays coming up. Cut Sheet, Fight Club, and a whole lot more. Hey, 6:11. What do you say we get to the news?
Yeah, baby.
Round number one, back from college. Here is the great Dawn Stensland.
Yes, good morning, Kale & Company News Live. This first Monday of December, December 1st, 37 degrees. We are sponsored in Kale & Company News Live by Kitchen Magic. So locally in the news, a lot to talk about. Police, I always begin with Philadelphia police, very busy over the weekend. Holiday weekend, police investigating a deadly shooting, this in the city's Olney neighborhood. Early this morning, 5400 block of B Street, a man was shot 6 times in his torso, rushed to the hospital, pronounced dead. The victim has not been identified. We don't have any suspect descriptions. It's clearly being considered by investigators this morning as they are still on that crime scene, but they believe that this was a targeted attack.
A male, possibly white.
No suspect descriptions.
No.
2 people shot, a third man injured in an incident. This one along the 1900 block of Hart Lane in Kensington. This happened last night. Philadelphia police investigating 2 guys, 24-year-old shot in the shoulder and the face, 23-year-old shot in the chest and the shoulder, shot multiple times, rushed to the hospital, listed this morning in stable condition. Yeah, they survived that shooting. We have that one. And then as well, what about that third person? We believe this, Philadelphia police believe that this may have started as some kind of a robbery situation. So they're still sorting that out. But a third guy injured in the incident while running from the scene. He suffered minor injuries, according to the authorities. Happened 8 o'clock last night. Philadelphia police investigating that one, and surveillance cameras in the area being looked at this morning to sort this out. But I believe that's why they think this started as a robbery situation. So we'll still try to get through the details on that one. President Trump speaking out last night, saying that he now has invited the family of a National Guardsman member fatally shot last week on Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, saying he spoke to the parents of both of those National Guards members. In this one, U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Backstrom, she died, as you know, I know you've talked about, after that shooting, that targeted shooting. This is the focus of Nick's big take this morning. But in this one, it remains a developing story, because it's an active investigation as we learn more about that shooter and as the prayers of the nation are focused on the one survivor now this morning after Trump spoke to Andrew Wolf's parents as well, but in critical condition, as I'm just checking, still in critical condition this morning.
Yeah, and it's going to be a continuing developing story that people need to keep an eye out for, because you'll see in the big take, we had that clip of Bill Malusian about a year, year and a half ago, when he was camped out, which seemed like for an eternity, at the southern border. It wasn't just people coming in from South America. It was people coming in from all sorts of Muslim nations in the Middle East. And I don't know if there's thousands of Afghanis, tens of thousands, or as Christine Ohm said, up to 100,000. And a lot of them are not here for just a better life. It's just a fact. I mean, you have a lot of these people that come here. Some of them are already radicalized. Some become radicalized upon being in the United States. So this guy thinks, sadly, I think this is not the last of it.
Well, I'm looking for funeral arrangements. We will announce those as soon as they're finalized. I don't see that they're finalized for Sarah Beckstrom, the one National Guardsman, obviously, who didn't make it. By the way, a familiar name in Pennsylvania here, because this individual was arrested in Pennsylvania after a manhunt that captured national and international headlines. But this is Luigi Mangione back in court today for these very important pivotal hearings about evidence and whether or not it can or cannot be used at his trial. So attorneys pushing for, and actually the Altoona police in Altoona, PA, they may be called in this one. They're being accused of violating the rights of Mangione by looking through his backpack and that sort of thing, because obviously they found in his backpack, they say, that firearm that had been produced, produced so that it's not traceable, and then as well a so-called manifesto, etc. Can that be thrown out because his rights were not read to him, or that the procedure wasn't followed, or there was not a warrant?
I was reading on Black Friday, I think it was in Bloomberg or the Wall Street Journal, about all of the demands that he has made throughout his court process, as including what he wants to be able to wear when he's in public court settings. This punk is so entitled and so demanding. I think it was something to the effect of he actually wanted to remain in his, I believe, prison garbs, but they were told by whoever he had to be in a suit and a tie and look professional when you're sitting there in the courtroom. You imagine killing somebody and telling the system how you want to be treated. I was thinking back to, remember the Sam Bankman-Fried story where he was demanding kosher meals while he was in prison after doing all of his crypto theft? These people need to be given a beating on principle.
Yeah, nowhere in the headlines, the victims' family members, but Mangione had pleaded not guilty to murdering UnitedHealthcare chief executive Brian Thompson. And yeah, they want to make sure that the contents of Mangione's red notebook that police recovered from his backpack when he was arrested here in Pennsylvania in Altoona, among the things they want thrown out at trial, that red notebook and basically what police describe as a manifesto, a confession. So back in court, and we'll see the zoo, the circus outside the court,
yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, I'm sure all the girls and the young Gen Zers will be out there with the Free Luigi signs on the steps of the courthouse.
Other headlines this morning. Good news is the President Donald J. Trump saying there is a good chance for a deal, but his bid for peace now heads to Kremlin, facing more work with Kyiv after the United States described very productive talks. So we know that special envoy and lifelong friend of President Trump, Steve Witkoff, he's expected in the Russian capital to discuss changes that Kyiv and its allies have secured to the U.S. peace plan. So peace on the table as far as Russia, Ukraine, and that conflict. Well, the original 28-point proposal looks like they've whittled it away, so maybe it'll be an 18, 19-point proposal, but peace on the table maybe before the year's out.
And if I recall correctly, before Thanksgiving break, Ukraine had in principle agreed to a majority, if not all of it, and it was now in Russia's court, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that's why Witkoff is now headed for those talks. And we even have word even this morning That this is looking very good. So say a prayer on that one.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
So much to talk about this morning as we look at what's happening locally, nationally. We got it all covered for you, as well as we have some health news that we'll get into moving forward here on Kale and Company. So I'll tease this, but a common ingredient in our foods, there's a new study about this type of oil and cooking oil that's in pretty much everything, and that it's a real culprit in the obesity epidemic. So we have to get to that. That's my little deep tease this morning for you. But we are sponsored, speaking of cooking, Kitchen Magic. This year is almost over. Refresh your home with our friends at Kitchen Magic. This December, you get 30% off cabinet refacing, 50% off, 50% off bathroom installations. Lock in 2025 pricing before it's gone. Family owned, made right here in the USA, tariff proof since 1979. Visit KitchenMagic.com today. Thank you, Kitchen Magic, for sponsoring our news. And the weather, a huge story, Nick Kale. Well, the Eagles, another huge story, but but the weather going downhill. Hopefully our Eagles are not going downhill, but the weather, definitely we're watching what's happening tomorrow.
That is correct, Dawn. 36 degrees currently, only going up to 43 today. Sunny skies, and then tomorrow. I just looked at it. In Philadelphia, it looks like we're going to get rain because it'll be 39. upwards of 1 inch of rain, but in the suburbs, we could be having lots of sleet and freezing rain.
Yeah, I hear it's like a nor'easter that is passing through. Like,
great.
It's going to hit like the northeast.
Yeah.
So, great.
That's all right. I'll do the show from my basement tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Can't risk it these days, you know?
Get that Santa outfit when we're going to be out of Piazza. Piazza.
Santa baby.
Honda.
I tell you what, it's too cold too early. Yesterday took the dog out. I don't know, it was 33 degrees in the morning. I'm just like, this just absolutely is awful. I just can't do it yet.
Yeah, it's rainy, it's raw, it's dark at 4:30. It's like there's nothing.
It's depressing.
It is.
It really is.
It is. That's why you should come out on Friday.
That's right.
To Piazza of Honda in Springfield.
That's correct.
But we will see the sun today.
That's right.
At least it's gonna be 43, but I mean chilly, but at least it'll be sunny tonight.
Right.
So we got that going.
Definitely not pool weather. And yeah, the Eagles, they got hammered on Friday, on Black Friday. Oh, God. My God, the Chicago Bears, they just stuffed it down their throat. Oh, my God, it was brutal. I'll tell you, we caught a break, though, yesterday, if you want to just mention sports real quickly, because the Rams, they were supposed to hammer the Panthers, and they lost to the 4-6 Panthers yesterday. So the Rams did us a favor. So we're not too far back, but. Michael Pelka's Bears are now the one seed
the
in the NFC.
And beat the Eagles.
Chicago.
And Phil Umquist's Jets squeaked out a victory against the Falcons yesterday.
Yeah, and the who's too dumb to win a game that doesn't matter for them. So congrats on the Jets for getting it wrong again by winning when they should be playing for a higher draft pick. But that's the New York Jets for you. All right, we'll come back. Let's get down to business. A lot to get to, including the big take, as we have new developments, new details from what stemmed from Wednesday with Americans under attack from those of Afghani background. It's Kale and Company. Big take next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Happy Honda Days. Get clearance deals on select 2025 models at Piazza Honda, like 0.99% for 60 months on a new Honda Ridgeline. Lease a new Honda Accord for just $229 a month or a Honda Pilot for only $399 a month. Yeah, both for 36 months. Hurry into Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield, where we'll be all costumed up. You got to see the costume. Greg told me to be the sexy elf. I found a sexy elf costume.
I like to hear it.
I hope
I like
you like it.
I hope to see it.
You know.
I'm
and
saying.
Greg, I don't know if Greg's is a sexy
Grinch. No,
Grinch.
No, it's not.
And will Nick be a sexy Santa?
Sexy Santa.
You know?
Yeah.
So you got to come out to Springfield Honda, or one of our Piazza Auto Group. But the wonder of happy Honda days. While the clearance deals do last, shop online, piazzahonda.com, PIAZZA. We better see you Friday, piazzahonda.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back in, Kale and Company 628, as we continue live on this Monday, the 1st of December. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Nick Kale, Dawn Stensland, Greg Stocker. We have a ton of great stories to get to. Harry Mays will join us for the cut sheet at 7:45. Fight Club coming up at 9:10. But before all of that, let's get down to business. The first big take of December.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Big take this morning brought to you by Staples. Americans under Afghani attack. You know, it is sickening to hear of American law enforcement being killed as we enter the holidays. It's even more disturbing to learn of a second attack that was foiled on Saturday, and it's even more infuriating to learn of new details and potential lies on the Sunday morning television circuit. You know, I have no problem with Muslims in America who are here legally practicing their faith, especially if peaceful. I want zero part, though, however, of any radicalized Islamic extremists in America, whether here illegally or radicalized here domestically with legal status. And regardless of the nuance between the Trump administration and the Biden administration, if there's any at all, on the topic of illegal immigration, Afghanistan withdrawal and deportations, it's not even close. One administration was knowingly reckless, negligent, and liable. The other is not perfect, but they are trying to clean up the mess, and feelings be damned. But things still slip through the cracks. Let's start over a year ago. Bill Malusian of Fox News, stationed at the border, encountering countless illegal aliens coming from Islamic nations. Listen and watch this.
Jordan. Yeah. Jordan.
Yeah.
Why'd you come to Egypt? Why'd you come to America?
For a job.
For a job?
Yeah.
You know it's illegal to cross the border like this, right?
Yeah.
You don't care?
Yes, I'm okay.
Hi, guys. Where are you guys from?
Egypt.
What country?
Egypt.
Egypt. Where are you from? What country?
I am from Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
All Turkey?
Turkey.
Yeah. America.
I love you.
Where are you from?
From Egypt.
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 Okay.
America.
Egypt.
Egypt. Guys, we got some pretty stunning data from our CBP contacts. Since October 1st here in San Diego sectors, there's been about 260,000 illegal immigrants apprehended by Border Patrol. We're told of that number, 78% of them have been released into the United States. And we're told that's primarily because a lot of the people crossing here are coming from countries where it is very difficult to deport people. They're not afraid of deportation. You heard that Jordanian guy tell me when I asked him, you don't care about crossing illegally? He says, yes, I don't care.
And it's important to play that to understand where we are today. Headline from yesterday's New York Post. D.C. National Guard terror suspect radicalized after coming to the U.S., Noam says, as she vows to deport as many third world immigrants as possible. She added, quote, the asylum process will only be reopened after officials clear up the backlog of cases, end quote. This after multiple Afghani attacks and attempted assaults transpired or were prevented around the Thanksgiving holiday. Prior to Thanksgiving, we had a madman shoot two National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. And then on Saturday morning, this story broke. Listen and watch this.
Well, this just in, we have a Fox News alert from Brooke Taylor. You won't believe this. DHS is confirming that an Afghan national was arrested Tuesday after posting a video of himself on TikTok indicating he was building a bomb with an intended target of the Fort Worth area. Mohammed Dawood Alukazai is charged at the state level with making a terroristic threat. According to DHS, listen to this. He came to the United States as part of Operation Allies Welcome. So here you have it. This happened Tuesday. Texas Department of Public Safety. This is a second Afghan national. Second one this week. Operation Allies Welcome. He had a terror plot. We know it comes the same week that deranged individual, that alleged assassin, took out two of our heroic National Guard, came here on the same program, Operation Allies Welcome.
If you are of the belief that this radicalized religion doesn't jive with Christianity, Western values, and the American way of life, such as what's going on in Dearborn, Michigan, or Minnesota, or even across the pond in London, then you should be all for what this administration is trying to prevent. And I don't want to hear about the fear-mongering. Here was CNN. Listen and watch.
All right, so to come for us, new fallout after the deadly attack in the nation's capital, why some Afghans in America are now living in fear.
If you're here legally and not plotting any violence, well, there's nothing to be afraid of. You shouldn't be living in fear. And shame on the Wall Street Journal for this headline. Phil, please post this graphic on YouTube. Quote, DC ambush exposes risks for National Guard on Capitol's crime patrols. They go on to write, quote, a fatal attack on a routine patrol has intensified questions over the administration's open-ended military deployments in American cities, end quote. What a terrible opinion. Yeah, because bad guys do bad things to the good guys. We should rethink our strategy here. Hey, Wall Street Journal, you can go F all the way off. Here was Judge Jeanine on this absurd line of questioning and pontificating from Legacy Media. Listen and watch.
With the president believing that the National Guard members should not even have been there if it were not for the executive order.
Well, I don't even want to talk about whether they should have been there. We ought to kiss the ground and thank God that the president said it's time to bring in more law enforcement to make sure that a city that had the fourth highest homicide rate in the country was that violence was quelled. I'm not even going to go there.
And the Republican senators who voted to allow Biden's Afghan refugee resettlement, they can go kick rocks as well. That list includes Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Lisa Murkowski, and surprisingly, my guy John Kennedy from Louisiana. And Trump said this was a mistake 4 years ago. He was right. Here are the receipts from 2021. Listen and watch.
And nobody knows who the hell they are, Cheryl. These aren't the interpreters that we taught. These were people that rushed into the planes, and they were so interested in trying to make it sound like, oh, they're doing a good job. These people, many of these people are going to be terrorists, okay? They're going to be terrorists. They were very powerful. They were very energetic in getting onto the aircraft.
They say they're vetting them very carefully with biometrics and documentation.
They're not doing that. And you can't, because there is no documentation in that country.
Fast forward to this week, and here was 47 pulling no punches when asked about this by the press. Listen and watch.
Why do you blame the Biden administration?
Because they let them in. Are you stupid? Are you a stupid person? Because they came in on a plane along with thousands of other people that shouldn't be here. And you're just asking questions because you're a stupid person. And there's a law passed that it's almost impossible not to get them out. You can't get them out once they come in. And they came in and they were unvetted. They were unchecked. There were many of them. And they came in on big planes. And it was disgraceful. And if you look, you'll see there was a law passed. It makes it almost impossible not to let them in, not to certify them, so to speak, once they come in.
But are the recent attacks on the hands of the Trump administration? Kristi Noem yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press with Kristen Welker. Listen and watch this.
I want to be very clear about this because his asylum was approved in April of this year on the Trump administration's watch. So just to be very clear, was there a vetting process in place to approve that asylum request?
Yeah, the vetting process all happened under Joe Biden's administration.
But was he vetted when he was granted asylum? Are you saying he wasn't vetted when he was granted asylum?
Vetting is happening when they come into the country, and that was completely abandoned under Joe Biden's administration. That's the irresponsibility that has completely devastated our country, Kristen, put us in such a dangerous position. I don't think people realized when Joe Biden was in the White House exactly how he was allowing our country to be infiltrated with people that we didn't know who they were. Okay. Some of them we did know were dangerous, and we went after as soon as they came into this country. But under this program, we could have up to 100,000 people that came in from Afghanistan that may be here to do us harm.
Okay.
And President Trump is absolutely dedicated to getting them out of our country.
Okay.
So we have that little debate. As you could tell, Welker just wants to keep interrupting Noem. And we, of course, had Alejandro Mayorkas, who I've said for many years on this show is a detestable figure. Let's listen to him back in 2021. Listen and watch.
What we termed Operation Allies Welcome, a program that we are very proud of, that we instituted to provide refuge for individuals, many of whom...
Will you be reviewing those on... They came in on parole. Will you be reviewing them on a case-by-case basis?
We reviewed them on a case-by-case basis, and when those parole periods are subject to renewal, we will do so.
So, who do you believe? The Trump administration, who Kristen Welker wants to blame for failure to vet by granting asylum in the spring of 2025, or the previous administration for failure to vet and also allowing this not only infiltration, but invasion by overwhelming the system for 4 years? Well, here's documentation from America First Legal that shows the Biden administration failed us. Phil, please post the email on YouTube. The quote, Biden-Harris administration claimed that they were importing Afghans as refugees who helped the U.S. government, when in reality, officials admit in newly obtained documents from litigation that they did not know their identities. If you don't know their identities, there's just no way you can vet somebody. But is everything the way it seems? Probably not. But it's mostly accurate. No administration has been worse with illegal immigration than the Biden administration. And the Trump administration trying to fix a broken system and remove those who don't belong. And you know what? On the topic of deportations, as good as Trump is, he's not even close in regards to the numbers of Bush, Clinton, or Obama. Remember, Obama was dubbed the chief deporter. But the media does what it does best. Blame Donald Trump. But you can't make America great again if you can't make America safe again. And sadly, the holidays reminded us once again. And that's the big thing.
Big Take on Kale and Company.
Big Take this morning brought to you by Staples. Have an easy holiday only at Staples, where you can save on top tech and gaming gifts, plus shipping supplies and services to get your packages there safely. Don't forget custom cards, invites, photo gifts, wrapping paper, and more. Staples, that was easy. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on X at 1210 WPHT. And of course, let it rip in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/at1210WPHT, and hit the like and subscribe buttons while you are there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dawn Stenzel, and your thoughts on everything that has played out from Tuesday's foiled attack to the tragedy of Wednesday to the new details of Saturday, and then, of course, the media circuit on the Sunday shows yesterday.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, that they're not focusing on the fact that what's obvious, the common thread throughout this, is that the Biden administration was so, and even going back to the Obama administration, but especially Biden, they were so quick to just open the gates and let people in without properly vetting them. And I think that was why that congressional, hearing with Mayorkas back in the day that you played, Nick, is so important just to remember that the concern is everybody needs to be vetted before they come to this country. Everybody. Doesn't matter where you're coming from, what your religion, that's all irrelevant, that they must be vetted. And the fact that they were more worried about just flooding the country with potential Democrat voters rather than being worried about our safety. I mean, look at the fraud and abuse, the fleecing of America, what's happening with the Somalis that's been proven, the NGOs, but the Somalis who were, you know, they would claim their child was autistic so they would get all these benefits. I mean, this is, you know, billions of dollars of waste. And now all of this money that we have to spend now to vet people after they're already here. It's insane, but it just shows you career politicians, all they're ever thinking about, to our expense, the safety of all of us, in this case, two National Guards members, where this guy, the authorities say, went across country targeting them. And last night I was just flipped on, I think it was MS Now or CNN, and they were debating, well, this appears to be targeted, you think? He drove across the country. Do you know what I'm saying? The focus is just all wrong. It's insane.
It is. And, you know, so many times you look at when we've seen these invasions of the southern border, the first assumption is South American nation. And then, of course, you have so many people coming from Asia, you know, the Middle East, whether it's Afghanistan, Egypt, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq, you name it. And then, of course, you know, the Far East, China, Japan, every other Asian country. And when you think about any of these people that are coming here and potentially becoming a new voter, right? Typically, I shouldn't even say typically, but we've seen the Republican Party of today do very well with Latino voters. So you have South America trying to get into America. Who knows, one day they vote, maybe they vote Republican. But from the Middle Eastern standpoint, and it's not even about whether or not you end up voting Democrat, it's the safety and security of Americans. How many times have we seen Dearborn, Michigan, out in Ilhan Omar country in Minnesota, a lot of people of Muslim faith that are all about this democratic socialism, which I don't want here in America. And again, like I'm able to separate. I don't know what the numbers are. Christy Noem says it was possibly 100,000 people from Afghanistan. I don't care if it's 10,000, 50,000 or 100,000. And even if only 5% of them are coming here with sinister intentions of committing a terrorist act or an act of terrorism, I don't want them in the country. Like, if you're coming here and you're coming here for a better life, okay, that's fine. Go through the process. Go through everything legally. You know, nobody's against Italian or Irish or Hispanic or Arabic coming here, as long as you come here legally and you try to be a part of our society, learn the language, be a part of our culture, practice whatever faith you want. I just don't want you walking around with dynamite strapped to your chest and walking into a 30-story building in the name of Allah. That's just it's maniacal thinking. And we had two of these incidents. And that incident that McEnany was reporting on, that was from Saturday's Fox and Friends weekend, which was foiled on Tuesday, which was a day before what happened on Wednesday. So we came very close to having two in 1 week. And it always seems to be lately the trend is around the holidays. How did we kick off 2025 at the beginning of this year? Does anybody remember? Wasn't it the terror attack in New Orleans with the guy driving down the alley in the SUV?
I kicked it off with the Mummer's Day Parade.
Well, we
did. But to your point, you know, we here in Philadelphia for the Mummer's Parade, we were worried about that. And to your point, Nick, the canines and the police presence at all different levels here in Philadelphia and celebrations across the country had to be beefed up because of what happened.
Yep.
You guys realize that this CIA guy worked for this Afghan guy worked for the CIA, right?
Yeah, like, so did Bin Laden.
But you know what I'm saying, though? So, like, he was vetted enough by our quote-unquote government.
In that previous life.
I'm just saying that, like, it's...
Which, by the way, how do we feel about that? I've never liked that one bit when we have these people that... the first thing I thought of when I read that element of the story was Osama bin Laden, right? What was his name when he was in the CIA? Richard Osman, I believe.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, but bin Laden was a CIA operative back in the 80s.
Well, here's what I would say about that with this guy
you have to wonder then, did he get some preferential treatment by those who he was, whatever, he was a confidential informant or whatever, whatever, you know, role he played
right.
as far as with the CIA and the feds. But that still does not necessarily mean he was being fully vetted. I mean, that's the whole issue here, that how did he get through? And who was part of that?
Well, who radicalized him once he came here? Because that's the other part of the story. Apparently, he was not of this radicalized sect of Islamic faith prior to coming to
allegedly.
The United States. So somewhere between 2021 and 2025, you know, he goes AWOL.
I mean, most of the Afghans that came here are, like, you know, to your point, if you have, you know, you see the different numbers, up to 250,000, 116,000 green card holders. I mean, the vast majority, obviously, after the Taliban takeover that came over,
mm-hmm.
are good people. I mean, some of them here in Philadelphia. But the whole issue that I think that we all have, who was in charge of vetting all these individuals? When you have a flood of people coming in, and then you've had shutdowns with COVID,
mm-hmm.
and you've had a chaos in the government, who was at the helm? Who was supposed to watch that? And the point is, I think the focus was just, yeah, open the gate, get people in as fast as you can,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just saying, you know, whoa, let's just vet everybody. Now, I will say, I have to say this piece of it. Most of them, to my recollection, I looked it up, it was called humanitarian parole. And so the vast majority, to my knowledge, who came in after that Taliban takeover 2021 did not become, like, you know, citizens automatically,
mm-hmm.
but they had a pathway, but it was called a humanitarian parole. And I did look that up.
Okay.
So the majority were not. There's this feeling that, oh, these people were automatically given citizenship and jumped in line. I think they did jump in line, but they were not given citizenship. That's
mm-hmm.
not true, but they were let in and given this 2-year, basically, parole.
Mm. Think about the damage you can do in 2 years.
Yeah,
right? Who's monitoring for 24 months? 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, we'll come back, lighten it up just a little bit. Doctors, for the holidays, they have a recommendation for you after having your holiday meal, and we'll give you the details on the other side. But speaking of the holidays and eating and taking advantage of great deals, let's talk about our friends at Wawa, because today is December 1st, so you have just about over 3 weeks to check off all those friends, family, loved ones, colleagues for your holiday shopping list. And Wawa, they have you covered with gifts that don't need any wrapping, like gift cards for Wawa fans in your life and for the fans of top brands like Roblox. The popular craze for the kiddies these days, Visa, Sephora, don't tell my daughters that, and much more. Gift cards, they make a perfect gift for the teacher, the coworker, the delivery driver, the garbage man, even the family gift swap. For holiday shopping made easy, stop at Wawa today, your one-stop gift card shop. See store for details. Got to have a Wawa.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go to Cinnamon's in New Jersey, home of the Jug Handle Inn. Ed is with us here on a Monday morning. Ed, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Maybe you could help me, and I know how this is going to sound, so I'm going to try to be careful here because I'm really not that way. But I've read the Quran, and it says to lie, cheat, and deceive. How do you vet somebody and then trust them
Amen.
When they're yeah. told that that's what they're supposed
yep.
to do? Please help me.
Yep.
I don't want to be that way, but it's getting to the point where I'm going, yeah, this
right.
is true.
Yeah.
So help me. Maybe you can help
me.
No, Ed, you're exactly right.
Because how do you know if in the vetting process of anybody coming from a Muslim country, if in fact they have practiced their I always hear this, you know, peaceful faith and peaceful Muslims. And, you know, we always hear when there's riots in this country, well, it was mostly peaceful. But how do we know each and every individual's past has been peaceful? And how can we be guaranteed and ensure that their future, which is now in the United States, that it will be peaceful? I'm 100% with you, and I'm not that way. But, you know, 24 years later, we still have people post 9/11 that want to come in here and cause mass destruction. And some of them are radicalized here domestically. And some of them aren't even, quote, Arabic. Some of them are just random white dude who became radicalized on the internet, right?
Yeah, let's say this. I'll tell you who I am. I'm a white Christian male, you know, and I'm a target. And why is, first of all, why is that even allowed to be?
Yeah.
You know, so again, I don't want to be that way. I want to live my life and, you know, God, anybody who worships God's fine with me.
Yep.
But if you have to take my life or destroy my way of life to do it, then I believe I have every reason to defend myself.
Sure. Absolutely. Totally valid point. Ed, thank you for the call.
I think the important thing about it is, and here's the conflict that Ed brings up.
Yep.
So many people initially, way back in the day, those original people that came over on the Mayflower, those original people who celebrated Thanksgiving, a lot of them came to this land before it was even the United States of America to come here for religious freedom. So we celebrate that as a nation with First Amendment rights. And I think that's where Americans, where we are conflicted over this, because you assume that faith and religion and freedom of religion is all good and for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think the answer a lot of people would say is, well, the Old Testament says stone your wife if she displeases you.
Right.
So that many ancient religions say very harsh stuff. I think that's the thing that we hear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true that any, you know, radicalized so-called individuals and they've used religion to radicalize. I think that's the point that they need to look for.
It's a good point. Patty is in Philadelphia. She's up next on 1210. Good morning, Patty.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm shaking just talking about this because I've been living 11 years next to them. And when they moved in, I was very polite because it's important to get along with your neighbors. And then in a very short time, well, other things with their big dump trucks out here and all this. But anyway, here they started with these big fans and this stuff would go into my home. It burns your lungs, your nose, your eyes, and then I start telling them about it.
What are you talking about?
And then
who's they? Like huh? What are you talking about?
They're from Pakistan. They're all covered up.
Okay.
They're Muslim. And as the time went by, then, like at first, like I say, they seemed nice. There's red flags were there. But it's important to get on your neighbors. But anyway, as the time went by, then they put up this 9-foot stockade fence horizontal around the whole house with these big 12-foot 4x4s, went up around the whole. This is a nice little street, only 9 houses on the street. Then they like covered like all in like that. It took me a year to get L&I to even get that down. It was unbelievable. They just closed my house in, and then they had those big stands in the middle of the night. You hear them pulling them down the driveway, those great big concession stands. They had them stored in the backyard for 3 years, and L&I would take care of that. And then they had now for a while, they had a big commercial exhaust in the windows.
So, are they in the concession and catering business?
Sounds like
I don't know what they do. They have a commercial exhaust on the roof.
Yeah, sounds like my in-laws running an event for Music Fest.
Sounds like she should move.
Sounds like she was living at that house that we had on the cut sheet last week that had that huge addition that was built onto it.
Well,
I'm sorry, you have to deal with it.
I said it last week, and I was called an Islamophobe for you know, saying that these people with this religion do not want it. It just clashes with Western civilization, and it just does. It just does.
No, you're right. It does. You're right.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That the first Ed and Sinan Minson was 100% correct. If you read the Quran, you follow it like a lot of devout Muslims.
If you're radicalized by your religion,
yeah, okay.
I mean, well, but like Dawn said, thankfully there's stuff in the Bible that nobody adheres to today.
Yeah.
Like Dawn said, stoning your wife if she displeases you.
Agreed. I agree.
I mean,
on
I can stone my wife every time she burns the meatloaf.
That's why I'm not religious. But I believe that all of that. If but there are people that take the most people who practice the Muslim faith practice the like take the Quran literally. And they adhere to it.
People don't do that
to the Bible.
Thank God most people who are Muslim and all different religions do not take the most radical piece of it.
Says you.
No, I mean, but it all, the point is, it only takes, look at, we had two, they caught one over the weekend, as Nick reported. The problem is when you're allowing people into this country, why not just vet everybody wants to come here. Right. Everybody in the world wants to come to America. I mean, that's not everybody, but I mean, the vast majority of people around the world. So why can't you do a better job of vetting and bring in people who are going to love America? And
I think you can vet properly when you don't have the system completely swamped and overwhelmed. Right.
Amen.
I mean, you know, it's hard to vet and have a great success rate when the number is 10, 12, 15, 20 million. Right. Yeah. If you have, one fifth of that, then you probably have the resources to get through it. And again, I think Trump's accurate, and I know we got to wrap here real quick, but when he says once they get in here, how tough it is to deport these people back, I mean, we're seeing it play out in the court system where the judges, the federal judges, are overruling him on some of these
because
issues.
They're following the law.
Right.
That's the problem that Trump is pointing out. It's, can't even blame the judges are actually followed. These are the new laws that were put into place.
855-839-1210. Hour two is on the way. Kale and Company, stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.